Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Memorial of St. Pius X, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, What's in It for Us?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right. So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, Why are you standing here idle all day? They said to him, Because nobody has hired us. He said to them, You also go into the vineyard. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first. When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to one of them, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you. And go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. So what is it we expect out of life? From God? From our friends? I guess the innate feeling of what is just comes with us from babyhood on, and that's okay. This passage is about justice, yes, but maybe more about the generosity of God. Often we grumble at what comes along or does not come along. Once there was a teacher who wanted to offer a lesson in justice. She divided her class into virtual blue-eyed kids and virtual brown-eyed kids. And then some recognition or treat was delivered only to one group because only they had the required characteristic, even if it was fake. Surely the odd group felt it, felt left out, wanted to speak up about the injustice. We wonder if she made her point, if it worked. And so the workers in the vineyard felt more about what they felt they deserved than about how kind and generous the landowner was to all of the workers, even the ones who only worked a short time. Yes, at times we are called to take the high road in our thoughts, attitudes, and actions, and only the grace of God is usually the strength we need to actually take that road. What might happen if we did more of that? If we really could, or maybe you are really good at this, take the high road and offer a generous heart moment and thank God for God's generosity, even if it isn't our bonus time.